Hello there. Down to rather an obscure part of Somerset to find out if there's any truth in the rumours that one John Cornwall of Bristol has found a gigantic cave.
Pardon?
Mr. Cornwall, I've heard murmurings about a rather phenomenal discovery about a cave called Rhino Rift.
Pardon?
Is it true that there have been some remarkable and surprising developments?
Well, nothing really, apart from Rhino's gone.
Well, it is true then.
What have you heard?
Nothing but rumours so far.
Yeah, what sort of rumours have you heard?
Well, this one emanated from a hilltop village called Oak Hill.
You're actually rather intrigued by the rumours floating around.
What at the spread of them?
What type of rumour?
Well, according to this normally reliable source, there's a 100-foot drop, followed by a 60-foot drop, followed by the great unknown.
Well, you're completely wrong, because you've got 100, followed by 50, followed by another 70, 75. But you do the first two actually in one go, put a 195-foot ladder down the first two.
Good gracious me!
Oh, Barry said, have a look at that deer in the corner. He says, that's what we had. He said, there wasn't much over when we finished either.
You could get about 10 double-decker buses or something.
Well, let's waste no further time. Let's get straight over to the cave itself.
Yeah. Yes, it's rather unnerving.
At the head of the first pitch, Glynn prepares to abseil.
I might have to stop on the lower ledge and take a funny bloody turn, I think.
Have you tried it on this rope yet?
No.
It's stiffer than nylon, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mind it doesn't come off that prong there. Mind it might have bloody prong.
You're supposed to be alright, you see?
Yeah. Hold the shaft. Hold the shaft and the rope together, Glenn.
Like that?
Yeah, that's it. That'll keep it on that prong.
Yeah, but you can't put your feet in there. Once you've got your weight on it, it should be alright.
Yeah.
Just rather rough with them.
Take a turn off.
Yeah, I'll sit down this place when you're cool.
Yeah.
We'll have a get for that thing.
It's the outside. front of the other side?
No, he's the...
I think there's a camera. Come on,
Okay, who knows?
From? Yeah, that's about 50 there, isn't it? Looks lit, anyway. Cheerio, Peter.
And now, how to damage expensive ropes.
Ropes coming down. Yeah. Pardon?
Rope is well out.
That's right, they've got to go well out.
Oh, good.
Don't throw yourself out.
No. That's easy to rectify, isn't it?
Yeah, throw all that in the pond. Worldwide.
Don't get there, man. I've done it wrong with you.
What are you doing? Find yourself wrong there. Might as well.
That's all we want.
It's
left
to dry here, man.
Okay! One note!
This man needs no introduction. The moment you've all been waiting for.
Okay, now what I might do, Rob, just see, depending on how it goes,
yeah.
I might stop off at the first ledge, just to see how I take it from there.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna push myself.
Well, you can't stay at the first ledge, can you?
No, and that means I'll if I do stop there, if I stop for a rest on the way down.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll give you.
You should be alright.
Yeah.
He's a bugger to get on. If you want me to have a look at him.
man who puts his lamp up against this rope is going to find he hasn't got any bloody rope on his.
He has melt.
You've got a whole bloody lot there. That's quite a spectacular thing from the bottom of it.
Yeah.
So that's with somebody on it. Very spectacular.
Could someone pass me down the crab at the top of the ladder?
Oh yeah, it's up there. Right,
oh, he was hooked. He was springing as well.
Just clip him over the line. Just
a quick look round and then the return journey.
Take up slack. Steadily, slowly. Okay. Right, climbing. Slack on the lifeline. Can you pull it up? Can you pull up the lifeline? There's some slack. That must be wedged somewhere. That's it. It's going up. I'll come on up slowly. Otherwise you might dislodge something. Below! Okay. Below!
The rope. I was still on where it went. Well, we didn't worry about it. It was a tape recorder, you know. We were a bit worried about the...
The ledge separating the second and third pitches has a rather unsavoury reputation.
Now, take it steady if you can, Stan, to try and avoid wrapping it around the bang wire, which you've just done.
I had some white bang wire, which is about 100% better than that bloody rubbish.
I'm glad you put it down.
Bloody cell, right in the bathroom.
We didn't even get a
straight down.
We didn't even get a swish with that one, huh?
No, it's just not over
after the end.
Yeah,
that's the first I heard it. It was a bang. That's better.
All right, stop.
I've also looked at the bang wire.
We're trying to free it.
Where are you, bang wire?
Thank you.
This recording was made in 1971.